Kum len la blat gemore. We're up to daf yudches on al masech to krisis. The middle of the daf yudches on the middle of the page. So bekitzer, we had a machlekes between Chiya bar Rav and Rav, where Chiya bar Rav agrees with his father, and Avasi. When we say that you bring an oshem tola, you're not sure if you ate trefa fats or not. So if you had two pieces of meat, two pieces of fats on the table, one was kosher, one was trefa, one was chaylev trefa, and one was shuman, and the question is which one you ate. And you don't know, so we say that you have to bring a korban oshem tali. But if you only had one piece of fats on the table, you don't bring an oshem tali. And the other opinion is that even one piece. And we gave three different hesbeidim unto the machlekes. Either because they're arguing in the word in the Teide when talking about oshem tali, it's written mitzvas, we read it mitzvais. If you go after the way it's reading, it's only one single, that means even one piece. Doubtful whether it's kosher teif, you got to bring an oshem tali. If you wait, if you get sheim lemikra, it's mitzvais in plural. And therefore, we say it's two pieces. That's one way. Another way is learning the logic that when there are two pieces, ikve isura, definitely there's trefir. The question is which one. So there's much more grounds to say that something happened wrong. You have to bring it to Tali. But there's only one piece, la ikve isura. Who's a bechal anything was trefir? A third way of looking at it is that if there are two pieces and one you ate, the other piece is still sitting there. If the other piece is sitting there, you can bring an expert in and you can check it out. It's possible to check out what it is. And then you'll end up bringing a karma chatas, because Oshem Toli is not really a kapara. Oshem Toli is only a suspension. Toli suspends until you find out for sure if you didn't have it or not, and then you bring the chatas. So if there are two pieces there, eventually you can bring a chatas, or find out that you actually did nothing wrong. But if there's only one piece there, and once you consumed it, how in the world you ever figure out what you just did? You'll never be able to bring karma chatas. And the other opinion says we don't need that. And then we explained in Afkamin and Halacha between the two, and that is if a goy ate the first kazayi, there were two things on the table, the goy ate the first piece and you ate the second piece. There's no longer Efshel Levar over here, so therefore you don't bring an Oshem Tali, but there is over here Ikva Yisura. Because before the guy ate it, it was already established and Isra was here. And there was mitzvahs here as well. It says the Gemara, Eisvei Rav Nachman, so Rav asked Rav Nachman a question. You're the one who says the reason is because of Ikva Yisura. Rabbi Lezer says that a koi, this animal, the mother was a goat, and the father was, let's say, a deer. And halachically, we're not sure. Do we treat like a behemoth? Do we treat like a chaya? So we said, when it comes to kisei adam, we treat like a chaya. You have to kisei adam. When it comes to chaylev, we'll be machma, we treat like a behemoth, and it's asa. And he says there, koi, it's only one piece there. There's no ikvis there. There's no efshel levadik, because that's a halachic question. And there's no mitzvah, he says, there's only mitzvahs. And chayavin al-chel be oshem toli, that you need an oshem toli. So you're the one who says the whole reason is kvis yisur. There's no kvis yisur here. You don't know whether it's here or not. He answered back. He argues just like all the other ones answered. Rabbi Lezer doesn't agree with this whole concept. Eitzel asked the same question we asked previously as well. The mother asked the same questions three times. So Safik ben Tesla Rishon ben Zayin Laachan, a woman whose husband died, she had no children. You have to wait 3 months before she can remarry. She didn't wait 3 months. She waited 6 weeks. She got married, and then she fell pregnant, and she gave birth to a child 7 months after they got married to the second guy. And we're not sure, is this a 7 month baby from the second guy, or is this a 9 month baby from the first guy? So as far as the child is concerned, it doesn't make a difference. If the child from the first guy, so is a kosher child. The child from the second guy is also a kosher child. Absolutely no difference. But the mother doesn't know what she did. So the mother is not allowed to live with the second guy anymore. You want to know the child? Of course it is. You can't marry a kohen. There's all kinds of things. His father's a goy, or the father's a goy, you don't yashin. And if the father's eat, he does. You have to know who the father is. Is a Jewish father, or he has no father? If the father's a guy, he had no father. He's not his father. No, he's not. If he made his mother pregnant before they converted, he was a guy. And it's not your father then. It's not your father.
This non-Jewish couple had done for Christ's conversion. Before they get converted, they're non-Jewish couple, and she told the child.
I understand that. Yeah. But if it's his husband is Jew, and wife is converted,
you have to know that. You have to know the mother is a Yid. You have to, because the mother was a Goy at the time, and then the mother's not your mother.
On the conception.
If the mother at the conception was a goy, then the mother is not your mother. That's by a b'chayr and all that kind of stuff. But when it comes to conversion, we need to know if hayrasa b'kedusha or not. That's why you wait 3 months. Says what it is, but this is talking about Yavama. But the father, the mother concerned, since a suffix, she has to yaitzi, v'havla kosher, v'chayyav, 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 v'chay Amani Rabbi Lezer, again, the author of this then is Rabbi Lezer. Eishel asked a third question, which is the same series of questions we had before. Nimtza al shaloi, a husband and wife had marital relations. They checked themselves afterwards, and it turned out to be that there was blood on his cloth, which means that he must have had relations with her while she was a nidda. So Tmeyin, they're both Tami. And the Chayov and the Karban, they both have to do a Karban. It's a mistake. He didn't realize it. Bring a Karban Chattis. Okay.
What about the bonus message?
You got to be careful. Nimtza al Shalom. What happened on her? She checked herself and she found blood on it again, right afterwards. Asium is a Greek word. I'm not sure why the mother decides to use a Greek word here instead of saying just Miyah, take it, whatever. But Asium, straight away, again, obviously the blood was there already before they had relations. So again, the same thing. Tmein b'chayim b'karbon. What about Nimtza al Shalom la'achazman? What about they found it on hers an hour later, 2 hours later? Now she doesn't know, when did she start bleeding, menstruating? Was it during the relationship or afterwards? Suffolk. Is Tmein b'suffolk, about Tmein b'tzad ha'suffolk, uptudim in ha'karbon, but they don't bring a carbon because it's a suffix, and vitani alo, but the chayovim bashem tali. Now, why is it tali? Because the suffix can very happen enough. There's only one suffix. There's no equal suda. So he could have answered straight away that this author is Rabbi Lezer against everything else, but not ishtik. He did. Rabbi Nachman said nothing. The boss of the nafik, after Rabbi Nachman walked out, Omar, he said, my time, after Rabbi walked out, they said, my time, why didn't you, Rabbi Nachman, answer him that the author is a mayor? What's a maizah mayor? The loy boy, ikvishli surah, a mayor clearly does not hold any ikvish surah. How do I know? The time we learned, hashoichit oshim toli b'chutz, if you, an animal that was set aside from oshim toli, right, which is merely to suspend the punishment, and somebody takes the animal outside in Harazesim and he shechts it out there, a mayor says you are chayiv. A mayor says you are chayiv. Chacham poitin. Chacham poitin. Why the chachamim poitin? The chacham poitin because how do you know this animal is a carbon? Maybe the animal is cholin. Maybe you didn't do an aveda. Yet the mayor holds you chayiv. Why? Because he says here, you don't need kviyas yisurah. Who cares? So why didn't you say that the author of the braisa that says that by the man and the woman that had relations, you bring an oshatali, is a mayor? Why are you asking? Because I'm mayor. By my lame Rabbi Lezer, ask him a better question. You could have said it's Rabbi Lezer. Hakamashlan. He wanted Rabbi Nachman wanted them to figure out that I'm mayor b'shita Rabbi Lezer. He wanted them to figure it out on their own. They brought up Rabbi Meir, and then they realized Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lezer exactly saying the same thing. Sorry. No, Rabbi Lezer. We never brought Rabbi Meir before. Only Rabbi Lezer. Abel says you don't need kvisud, you don't need shalavada, you don't need all these things, and we just yeah. He didn't answer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Nachman sort of felt bad why he didn't answer Zameir, but he didn't answer Rabbi Lezer because I just gave you two answers. Rabbi Lezer doesn't believe, so you could figure it out on your own. But he felt bad. Why didn't I tell him it's Zameir? Could they let them know that Zameir and Rabbi Lezer hold the same thing? That Rabba says the name of Rav Chaticha, the same thing again. Chaticha, they have a piece. Safi shel cheresh v'shuman, you have one piece. Safi kashen apar ba'ochel yehi. The question you mentioned earlier, had bonu lemachleki. That exactly is the machleki. Rabbi Lezer v'chachamim. Le Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer. No, of course, Rabbi Lezer. You bring a carbon. Of course, chachamim. You need ikvisuri. You need avshalavari. You need mitzvahs, and therefore they hold that you don't bring a carbon. If we're following Rabbi Lezer, why do you have to say if you ate, there was a piece there and you ate it, something of chedel, something of shuman, that's why I bring Roshan Toli. Rabbi Lezer holds, even if he did nothing wrong, every day you should bring in Roshan Toli. It's impossible a person not do some kind of a suffix of Veda every day. Bring an Roshan Toli every single day because it's impossible. He didn't do a Veda every day. So, even if I didn't eat the tzeir fast, I have to bring an ashram that day. So what do you have to tell me that Belezer, if you ate a sofik shum, bring an ashram tali. If you didn't, you still can bring an ashram tali every day. Rashi said, Rabbi Lezer, eliba de baba ben buta. Rabbi Lezer holds you got to bring an ashram tali every day. Not because you're in Aveda, you got to bring an ashram tali every day. But baba ben buta says you got to bring an ashram tali every day because maybe he didn't in Aveda. There has to be a little bit of a suffix aveda here. How do I know that Bob and Buta hold that you don't bring an ashram toli every day? Dafk, if you did a suffix aveda from the following din, that now we learned. Be telling, okay, you want to bring an ashram toli every day, fine, but don't bring Matzah Yom Kippur. Wait until there's a possible suffix. So, in other words, according to Bob and Buta, you need a mix of iser. He said the only day you don't have to bring him a Matzah Yom Kippur. Because why? Because because they said to him, when did you do an Aveda? It's not possible you did an Aveda, so there's no point in bringing a carbon here. Wait, give yourself a day or so till you did an Aveda. You have to have a mix of suffix. According to Bab and Buta, there had to be at least a suffix Shum and suffix Chela. There's some grounds for, even though 10 years grounds, some grounds you did an Aveda. But Abu Lezer outright himself, he holds, Misnadiv Adam Bechol Yoim Asher Toli. Why? We'll see later from a posse. Nothing to do with it because maybe you did an Aveda. Because he holds, even with Tzayim Kippur, you got to bring a carbon. So according to him, Tak, you don't even have to eat. Says him, "Rabbi, tell him what we learned. How you the fun was techatiches. He had two pieces in front of you, two slabs of fats. Achas shol shumin va'achas shol chay. One kosher, one treif. Boy Yisrael came along a yid va'ochel asad shayna. He came along and ate the first one. So when he ate it, there was a kvias iser because there were two pieces there. There was mitzvahis. There was efshel levare because after he ate it, there was when you ate it, there's another piece left behind. He could have checked out." Then the guy came afterwards and ate the second one, according to everyone, chai, because at the time that you ate it, everything was there. The chain kelev, I don't care if a dog ate it, I don't care if a raven came or a crow came and took it away. What about before the eat ate it, came along a guy and ate the first one. And then when the time the eat ate the second one, there was no longer anything else to check. So there's only one there. And by the time he ate it, there's no ikvah yisurah. There's no ikvah yisurah. Actually, there was. There was ikvah yisurah, because we learned on top of the page that if both were there, it was already established. And even though the goy ate first, and the eid ate afterwards, but it was already ikvah yisurah. By the time the eid ate, it was a kvah yisurah. So obviously, this is talking about efshalavan, ikvah yisurah. And there was also mitzvahs at the time when he started. But what happened here is missing Efshel Levada. The only thing that's missing here, if the goy ate first and the eid ate second, is no longer Efshel Levada. But ikvi sort of happened miikara, and mitzvahs happened miikara. Potter, you are potter.
You say the goy ate it and Efshel Levada,
no, if the goy ate it first, there's no Efshel Levada. No Efshel Levada. But kvias iser there was. Kvias iser there was.
No, but if the goy ate it first and said, you only got one piece of meat, the country look and say, is this
yeah, but you ate it. We're no interest in...
Yeah.
You ate the second one.
Question, yeah.
We don't care if
the
goy ate
it. The goy eating first...
There's no, by the time you ate it, there was no second piece to check. But as far as kvias iser, it's been already established, mikara, that's kvias iser. Think about Rebbe Mechayev. He holds, you don't need two pieces, even one piece, you chayv. Ochel es harishayin. They could also say that Rebbe Mechayev because he holds, you do need two pieces, but over here was ikvies iser. But right now, Rashi says, Rebbe holds, you put it. Ochel es harishayin, b'shoigig. What happened? He ate the first one by mistake, which warrants an Oshan Tali. And then Vashni makes the second one, he ate deliberately, then you chayv. Why? Because when you ate the first one, there were two pieces there. What about Harishayna b'meizid? He ate the first one b'meizid, so that's off the table. V'ashniyah b'shege, you are potter, you are potter. Why? Because when you did the second one, the Hashem told you, there's only one there. The Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe again, hold, you don't need two. Ochashtein b'meizid, if you ate both b'meizid, potter, there's no kabbalist then. Now, when we say b'meizid, we don't mean that you knew that it was treif. You knew that it was a suffic kosher, suffic treif, and you went ahead and you ate it, Ashen Tali is gone. When does Ashen Tali work? You had no idea, had no inkling that there's a possibility of treif here. After you ate it, suddenly you found out it's treif. But if you l'chatchila knew there's a suffix treif here, and you went ahead and you ate it, there's no Ashen Tali. What happened?
It's better to become vegan.
Sorry?
Become vegan.
Vegan. Vegan. Don't eat fats. This is fats. Bad for cholesterol. Sorry. That's right. Fats is, but there's LDL and there's HDL. You have to know what's what. Okay. Shnei and b'shoyge, but if you ate them both b'shoyge, shnei and chayavim. You chayav a carbon for the first one, but also the second one. Now, why chayav the second one? By the time you ate the second one, there was no two there. Why you chayav a second separation of the second one? It's an interesting thing. Why? Hasheni loy min hadin. Min hadin, you don't have to bring carbon ashram tali for the second one. Why? Because once you brought the first one, once you ate the first one up, even though it has an ashram tali, the second one is no two pieces. Elushimat oim potter. Because if you're going to say you put on the second one, so people are going to say, why you put on the second one? The people don't understand the technicalities. They're going to say, you know why you put the second one? Because the first one was treif. No, the first one is treif. Why are you bring ashram tali not lechatas? Kavatas or shayin bechatas. You bring the first one in lechatas. So I mean, then you put on the second one. The manu, who is the author of this thing, that the second one you put it. E Rebbe, Rebbe holds that even one you have to bring a carbon. E Rebbe, mean I didn't that you bring a second toilet because he holds even if you only had one left, you bring an Hashem toilet. We just said a minute ago. Umenadinu, Irabbanan, we got a problem. Since the Rabbanan say you don't bring an Asher Torah to the second one, what do you mean? We'll be, because Maris Ayin will bring you, but it's a Chulin Lazara. If you don't, if it doesn't warrant an Asher Torah, you can't just stop bringing a carbon into the base of Migdash because people shouldn't think. Who cares what people are thinking? You now bring Chulin Lazara. So what's going on here? Manushik. If it's a Rebbe, you hold even one piece, you bring a carbon Asher Torah, then Minhadin you have to bring in the second piece. And if it's a Rabbanan hold that you don't bring an Asher Torah unless it's two pieces, so Minhadin you can't bring in the second piece. So you're not allowed to bring in the second piece.
Except according to Rabbi Lezer, because you might have had another something event during the day.
But you already had your order. You bring your Nashon Torah 5 minutes ago for the other one. Yira Banu Shelo Nikva Rishin Bechatzas Neimel Lesheni Ait Chul Lazora Klep Nisht. On Rabashi Rabbi Lezer, you're right. Moshe Rabbi Lezer is the Amma Misnadiv Adam Asher Torah Bechol Yom. And so what? But Luchayda you Yaitzer ready with Asher Tzurimara and the Chachila didn't think Rabbi Lezer because they thought you're a Yaitzer. You brought an Asher Torah with your first piece that you had. What do you bring a second Asher Torah? Even Rabbi Lezer hold you bring once a day, not twice a day. So you want to add something now, like Mar didn't think of before. Like, no, this is what you do. You allowed to bring an Asher Torah. Here, therefore, the first one you brought is not Stam the Veltadine. It's tied to a piece. The second one could be it's tied to a piece and could be. And could be that what? That it's, what do you call it? It's only a dover. Here, therefore, I'm leaning, let me tell him, I see Oshem Tolu, bring an Oshem Tolu, if I ask the maker tonight. I already brought an Asher Torah for these two pieces here, with the first piece. So if I ate the first one with Shuman, so now what am I eating? Yeah, so what I just eat right now, the second one was Chalef. Is lehevik kapara. So therefore, the Asher Torah should be, this Asher Torah I'm bringing right now should be my kapara. Kapara here doesn't mean really kapara, it's not a kapara, it means my suspension of punishment. But let's say if I didn't, then lehevin adama. If the first one I ate was chalev, so the Asher Torah was tied for that, then what am I doing right now? Then right now, this should be my nadava for today. So you're making it tonight. Tell about what we learned. We learned in a braita. Sorry.
With this nadava, the way that you handle this nadava in the Beis Hamikdash, like an Asher Torah, not like an oila.
Yeah, true. But okay, but at least you're allowed to bring in a nadava and Asher Torah, because Rabbi Lezer brought every day an Asher Torah. Rabbi Buta brought every day, because maybe he didn't have Aveda. Maybe he didn't. So he did it as an nadava. If you had before, it's not.
So would he have to make it tonight every time it's a suffix?
No, it's only like because you, on this situation here, you already brought one. Even
right,
when Rabbi Lezer,
saying if in a day that he did something that's just a suffix, just one suffix.
So Rabbi Lezer or Baba Buta?
Rabbi Lezer.
No, then Chatzil, you knew it was an adava. You knew it was an adava. I'm saying I am being menal on a voluntary basis. Here, if it would have been only one piece, you can't say I'm giving a voluntary usher. But Nadin, the Tayla says, Sofi Chelu, Sofi Shuman, you have to bring it. It's not. It's an.
No,
it's
yeah,
an usher claim.
In the case where it's a suffix, well, you wouldn't have to bring, according to everyone else.
Just Menadin.
So just Menadin.
That's
it.
No, to
say if it's
no. It's Menadin. That's what I. Because if I'm not noida, because the person has to be noida. If I don't know that I did the suffix, Menadin, I don't have to bring it to tell him. It's only an adava. Says the Braise, Torah Mamigalent. Achal Sofik Chalev. Let's say you ate a Sofik Chalev. The Noidaloy, then you became aware that it was a Sofik. Then Sofik Chalev, yet again the Sofik Chalev, and Noidaloy aware. Rebbe Oimer, so how many Kabbanas do you bring? Rebbe says, Oimer Ani, I'll say, Kashem Shemevi Chattas, I call Achas Vachas. Just like you bring a Chattas, that you, let's say you had three pieces and you found out in between each piece that it was a Chalev. You have to bring a chattas for each one separately. Kach maybe Asher Torah, they call achas v'achas. So too by Asher Torah. If you came aware, you forgot. Each time was only a suffix. You bring three different kabbana Asher Torah. Right? As long as you don't know for sure that it was treif. If you know for sure it's treif, then you bring a chattas, not Asher Torah. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudu, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, I mean, Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, they say, Ein mevi elo Asher Torah. They hold that for forgetfulness, let's say you ate a Safi Chalev, then you knew that it was Safi, then you forgot, and then another one came along, another one, you only bring one. If you didn't bring yet the Asher Torah for the first, you bring one for all of them. There's a kasav shenemar. It says in the pasuk you should bring an Asher Torah al shigagasa yashe shogog. It says on the shigasa yashe shogog in Lashon Yachid. I feel like Ashgog is having a chayv alachas. You only bring one, even for many shgachas. Says Yomar Abba Rab Zayda. You have an interesting machlekes now between Rab Zayda and Abay. Omer Rab Zayda. Rab Zayda says, "Can what did Rebbe say? Rebbe said that if you there's a safik chaylev, you remember the safik chaylev, remember the safik chaylev, remember." you have to bring three. You have to bring three kabbanis. So he says here that this, when we say by the same thing by chattas. What do you mean the same thing by chattas? The same thing what happens by ashram totally happens by chattas, which means if you ate chaylev, it was real chaylev, and then afterwards you heard maybe it's chaylev. And then you forgot. And then again, it was real chaylev, but you thought maybe. And then you forgot. And maybe. At the end, you find out that it was really chaylev. You have to bring three kabbah chadoyis. Even though there wasn't a yediyah vadoyis in between, it was only yediyah suffik. Between each chaylev you ate, you only heard maybe this, it's a chaylev. That's enough to distinguish or to separate each eating of chaylev from each other. At the end, when you find out that you ate real chaylev, you got to bring three chatois. Why? Because Rebbe compares ashamais to chatois, or chatois to ashamais. Just like by ashamais, a yediyah is suffik. That's the yediyah. So if you ate three times and you found out after each time you ate, oh, there was a suffik chaylev. Three times it happened, you make three asham tolis. So the same kind of yediyah happened between vada. You bring three chatois. That's abzera. Kan shon Rebbe yediyah sofik machalkos v'chatos. The yediyah sofik also works by chatois to differentiate one from another. Rava says no. Yediyah sofik only works for ashtali because that's all you need to bring ashtali. But what for a chatos you need divadois. Rebbe Rava says ain yediyah sofik machalkos v'chatos. No, for chatos you gotta have a yediyah vadois. You have to know for sure that is chaylev. Then you forgot. Elohochiton. This is how you learn the brayse. Kishen, just like. You took it literally. Don't learn literally. She'im hoitzo lo yediyah vaday. Maybe chata kolacha vachas. What about chatas if there was a yediyah vaday? Because that's what you need by a chata. No, the yediyah that you need by a chatas, if you had that in between, it separates one activity from the next. Kach im hoitzo lo yediyah sofik. By an osham toli, what brings the carbon on sofik? If you had a yediyah sofik, maybe osham toli kolacha vachas. That's what he says. So this is machlek rov and abzeda. Omele Abaye turned to Rav and said to him, "The Atle Tizbra, you Rav don't agree the idea suffering mechalkus lechatas. You don't agree that the idea suffering is sufficient to be mechalik by chatas. Of course, you have to agree that when it comes to chatas, if all you had with the idea suffering, it's enough to separate the two. Because these hagadati, you can tell me that the idea suffering ain't mechalkus lechatas. You can tell me the idea suffering does not separate chatas, and therefore what? A idea suffering makes it one long carbon." The chatas achas maybe, and you bring one chatas is a may maybe oshem tole kol achas v'achas. So why do you bring an oshem tole on each one? Why do you bring an oshem tole on each one? What's the problem? Tanya, by a chatas a suffix doesn't differentiate, then by oshem tole also yediyah suffix should not separate them. Because Tanya, didn't we learn kolol shaldav? The rule is as follows. We had this on a few occasions. Whatever works by chatas, works by ashram. If you're telling me that a yediyah suffik does not work by chatas, then a yediyah suffik should not work by an ashram. And therefore, by an ashram, if you became aware that it's a suffik, then you forgot, became aware that became forgot, and forgot five times, you bring only one karma ashram, because by chatas doesn't differentiate. So what are you arguing? You're arguing that what? That a yediyah suffik by chatas separates them. So that's a question. What happens if you ate a kazayis chaylev chatas erev Yom Kippur? And you ate a kazayis chaylev chatas after Yom Kippur. Behelem echad. You didn't know. What's the din? The din is clearly you bring only one karma chatas, right? Because it was behelem echad. But we learned before that Yom Kippur is a substitute for Oshan Toli. Yom Kippur is like an Oshan Toli. Yom Kippur is like you became aware. So it's like you brought a kosher toli, like you became aware. So if you're telling me that yediyah suffik is enough to separate one activity from the other, then if you ate before Yom Kippur and you ate after Yom Kippur, you should bring two kabbanis.
But if Yom Kippur is like an asher toli, you already brought a carbon for the first.
Yeah, but you found that after asher toli does not take care of a chatas. If you after Yom Kippur found out that it was a vada chaylev, you still can bring a chatas. You just don't bring it up totally. So he asked him, "You a bayi lidach? You say yediyah suffik mechalik lechatoy? That suffik is enough to mechalik? El miyato according to you, achol kezayis chaylev nifi yom kippurim yede kezayis of chaylev erev Yom Kippur a vade chaylev? You didn't know. And then kezayis chaylev achi yom kippurim and yede no kezayis chaylev af yom kippur behelam echad. The yom kippurim b'mokim moshem tolikoy. We know that yom kippur we learned before. We'll learn later again. The Mishnah is in the place of a substitute for moshem tolik. So for example, if you never really found out if you ate for sure or not, and yom kippur went by, you don't have to bring an moshem tolik anymore because yom kippur is a substitute for it. According to you, since it's like an moshem tolik in between, so it's separated. If the din of moshem tolik applied to chatas, it's separated two chatois. Hakinam, it may be two chatois. According to you, should be two chatois. Oh, behelam achaz achlin. It doesn't make sense. You ate them all one go. Abai said to him, a man lame alone, the Yom Kippur mechaper. No. You made an assumption, you're keeping mechaper. We know when your kippur is mechaper, you know when your kippur is a lashon tali. If you became aware out of the Yom Kippur that could be you ate treif, and then you brought and then your kippur went by, the Yom Kippur is lashon tali, but you had to be aware. Here by chatas, you were not aware at all till after Yom Kippur, till after you ate the second bite. So therefore, it's one helam. There's no lashon tali here. Maybe a kippur only functions, is only effective as an Ashur Tali if you knew. Amalei Rava says, Rava, there's a word missing in the Gemara, we'll have it later in parentheses, but Rava said to, this is the first time and the only time as far as I remember in Shas that we had. Rava said, that Rava called Abaya, maybe he said somewhere else as well, Tarda. You know what Tarda means? So Rashi says here, I'll tell you what Tarda, this is Rava, this is the famous Rava and Abaya. They're having an argument. Rava got all excited. Rava said to Abaya, Shaita, Loshanachar Otzel, you lazy. In another place, Rashi says, Shimum, which means Meshugana. Imagine this Rava and Abaya talking to each other. Who do you call whatever you want? If they can get away with it, anybody can get away with it. Omale Rava. Rava says,
What?
Why did the Rava call him? Why did he call him lazy? Because it's a Mefesh Mishnah. Hoide v'lo hoide tonight. It says Mefesh Mishnah by Yom Kippur. Hoide v'lo hoide. So since it says hoide v'lo hoide, it says clearly that even if he didn't know, it's Hashem Tali. So according to you, if a suffix Yedi is enough, you should separate two chatois, even though it's Behel Mechud. That's one version. And Abai doesn't answer. Means he agrees. Iked Amri, but in our Gemara we took out the word because we didn't say pasnished. But obviously Rashi had it. Iked Amri, another version, this version may have at least in parentheses. Iked Amri, others say, Amalei Rava Bachana Labaya, Rava Bachana. Teisa says here that Rava Bachana, that's the Rava that always argues with Abaya. Teisa here, Amalei Dimon Kippurim Mechaper, Amalei Bachana, tired of Rava Bachana, how you hover Abaya, Grisa pay the Kates in Mishtatrin. That the Rava was Bachana. So, in case you had a doubt who this was. Another version is, he said to him, Ma ilu ochel kazayis, forget about Erev Yom Kippur and Motzei Yom Kippur. Every minute Yom Kippur is like a Noshim Tali. So what happens? He ate a kazayis chelev shachris, he ate a kazayis chelev in the morning, by Yom Kippurim, and a kazayis chelev b'milchim, and a kazayis chelev b'milchim Yom Kippurim. Right? And you weren't aware, helam achas. Hochi nami the mechayis chatois, but in between is like an Noshim Tali. You chayis two chatois. He wasn't aware. Teisa already asked, why do you have to even talk about chaylev? You're not eating kippur at all. Just say you ate a normal kosher piece of food twice. So Teisa answers because there the shear is a kesevis, and we're talking about a kazayis, so we want to stick to the smaller shear. Kesevis is almost like two eggs. It's larger than a. Abai said to him the same thing. The Yom Kippur in Koshaitim happened. And this, he said, who told you that every minute in Yom Kippur is like an Ashur Tali? At the end of the day, that's when it works. Here he called him a Tarda. He called him a Tarda. He said, yeah. Tanya, we learned. He said to him, you're wrong. If you let's say he did a suffix on Yom Kippur, I feel him chashecha, even in the evening potash, call a yom mechaper. Every minute of the day is mechaper. You're telling me only the last minute, every minute of the day is mechaper. So therefore, he shlugged up a baya. Mosi, Rav Idi Barovin asked the questions. Let me ask a question. It says, Ochal v'shosa behelam achas, he ate and drank in one go on Yom Kippur. Ein chayv al chatas achas, you only chayv one chatas. Now you don't eat and drink in tandem. You first eat and then you drink. But between eating and drinking, there must have been a second at least, a break, a pause. He after the loy havish who's behind him is yadalei the kippalei. That it doesn't mean you actually became aware. It means that there was a minute or two of Yom Kippur in between that should have chayv been mechaper. The Yom Kippur makom hashem tolukoy yelkton ein chayv al chatas achas. Says it clearly, only chayv one chatas. Now if Yom Kippur is considered an hashem tolui. If Yom Kippur is considered, if you hold that even a suffix idea by chatas separates the two, so why do we only one chatas between eating and drinking? Should be two chatois because you had an Ashur Tali in between, and you called you a baya, it separates it. The Yisak that idea suffix mechalkul lechatas lechayv two chatois, we chayv two chatois. Kash and a baya. Amri will say ki omar abzeira lerebi. And when Abzeda, who's the one who argues with Rava, Abzeda is the one who says that Yediyah Safik is Mechalkus, he was only referring to Rebbe. He's saying that Rebbe holds that. Rebbe is the one who says, the Rebbe is the one who made the comment at the beginning of the Brais on top of the page, and just like a Chatas, you know, divides so Osham, It's Rebbe who the one who says that the Safek Yediyah b'chatas divides. No, the Rabbanon, that means Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar, they don't agree. Says the Gemara, and how Rabbanon? The Rabbanon argue they hold that by chatoy, you need ideas vaday to separate, not ideas Safek. But how could it be? Well, in the Sefer Rebbe, the end of the Brayse is Rebbe, which we didn't learn about there. It says in the Sefer, what about Shasat Tzir or Murias? If you drank on Yom Kippur, Tzir or Murias, brine, or you know, from fish and so on and so forth, Potter, because not drink. Hachoyim, it's Chayiv. In fact, it says if you have to take, let's say, medicine on Yom Kippur, and the only way you can swallow it, the only way to take a little water, they tell you you have to ruin the water. You have to put in there some vinegar or put in there a ton of salt so that the water no longer becomes a food, and then you take that. Besides taking the smaller share. So it says here, if you drank tzir or mudias on Yom Kippur, you pot it. But if you drank vinegar, you chayiv. Umani, who in the world holds a vinegar is a drink? Rebbe, the only one who says that is Rebbe. The Tanya... Sorry?
You like vinegar.
No, but he said, Rebbe says, Chaymetz ain't made, the Chacham say, Chaymetz ain't made, Shivas HaNefesh. Vinegar doesn't do anything for you. But Rebbe, I mean, Chaymetz made HaNefesh. If you're very, very thirsty, take a little bit of vinegar, and somehow or another, it takes away your thirst. Umid Sefer, Rebbe, since the end is Rebbe, Zereshin Nami Rebbe, so the whole, the end of this mission here where it says, if a Safek Aveda happened, you know, you ate and you drank, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, you bring one chattis, and at the end it says that you drink vinegar. It's Rebbe. So Rebbe holds that it's one chattis, and you said that, according to Rebbe, that a Safek Yediyah separates them. I said, no. Amri will say, say for Rebbe, Reisha Rabbanim. When we have no choice, we'll have to say that the Mishnah is two different parts. Says the Gemara, right to Eish, but Rav asked a question to Rav Zeda. It says, Ochel Hayayim, let's say you ate today Hegdish, and you're a moil, you're stealing from Hegdish, but you ate only the value of a Shavu, a half a Prutta, when you're chayyid by Me'ilas, if you steal a Prutta. You ate a half a Prutta. Ochel Lemoch, and the following day you ate another half a Prutta, or Nehen Hayayim, you didn't eat. You had Hanoh today of a half a Prutta, Nehen Lemoch, and the next day you also had another half a Prutta. Ochel Hayayim, Nehen Lemoch, you ate today half a Prutta, you ate tomorrow half a Prutta. Nehen Hayayim, Lemoch, you had Hanoh today half a Prutta, you ate tomorrow half a Prutta. I feel me can vat shalosh shonim, even 3 years later. Minayin shemis tarfin zevzev. When it comes to a meila, it combines tamalayim simal mal. It says in pasuk that if you were simal mal, so therefore there's double riba comes to include even if they're far apart. Why? Hakipra layom kippurim. Lechayde. Why wasn't Yom? You went through Yom Kippur, right? You did meila. You went through Yom Kippur. And according to you, Yom Kippur like an Oshem Tali, you should separate two Chatoi, two Oshamas. Says the Gemara, Amri, ki mechapa Yom Kippur, you know what Yom Kippur mechapa on? Ali Surah. Only when it comes to matters of Iser. Al-Mamayinu loy mechapa. Just like we say, when Adon Chaveri, Yom Kippur is not mechapa. He's saying it generally, Amaman matters, and Me'ila is a stealing, you're stealing from Hegdish. So therefore, this is, goes under the umbrella of mammon matters that you keep it on the chaper. That's why it doesn't apply here at all. So even though it's not been on the chaver, it's been on the mokim in a way, because it's stealing from Hegdish, because it's a mammon thing, you keep it on the chaper. Or Iboy Seymour, or I can tell you, this is very shvara to understand this. Kim mechaper yem kippurim al kule shiur. If you ate the whole shiur, you didn't mammon shanaveda yem chaper. Or but al pauge the shiur le mechaper. But a half a shiur is not mechaper. Now why in the world not? You'd think for ket. If Yom Kippur is able to be mechaper on a full shear when you get the full punishment, surely on a half a shear, even though it's asur matay, you don't get a full punishment, you get any punishment, surely Yom Kippur should be mechaper. But here he says it doesn't. You did half a prutta today and half a prutta next year, Yom Kippur in between a mechaper. What possible svara can there be in that? It's as if Yom Kippur takes away a punishment, doesn't take away the aveda. That's what it sounds like. So a full shear, there's a punishment involved, Yom Kippur cleans it up. But if there's no punishment involved, just a stain on you, your kippur is not mechaper unless you do whatever you have to do.
Take away something that's not there.
But the Aveda is there. The Aveda is there. That's what I'm saying. So it seems from here that this answer, your kippur only removes punishments, not Avedas. You know, your Yom we had, you know, for mitzvah say, you know, you do tshuva, helps right away. For Eloisa say, you have to wait till Yom Kippur, and your kippur then cleans the Eloisa. Maybe because there's a malchus involved over there. Fascinating thing, you have to look into this. What exactly does the swara behind this? It's weird, there's a punishment. That's what the Gemara says right there, yeah. The truth of the matter is, is exactly the same thing as Rav Zeider counts on the Rebbe. Yediyah Sofi mechalkul chata that even Yediyah Sofi separates the chatois. Rabbi Yechon says like Rav, ain't Yediyah Sofi mechalkul chata. He does not. Alochi Tani, this is how he's supposed to learn Rebbe. Kishem sheim hoysul Yediyah vaday by a chata. If he had Yediyah vaday, it separates the avedus. Maybe a kolachas vachas kachim hoysul Yediyah Sofi. Maybe a kolachas vachas. We had Yediyah Sofi brings in every Oshun Toli. Tell you more. Bishvem Rabbi Yechonan, what are we doing? We're learning Osham from Chatas. Hainu de Kotoli Loshem Chatas. That's where the wording is. Just like a Chatas, same too by an Osham. Because we're learning with Chatas, Yidei Vaday, by Osham Yisafik. El Reshlokish, according to Reshlokish. Chatas, by Osham Eboyle, according to Reshlokish, all the way around. We're learning Chatas from Osham. We're learning Chatas from Osham. Kashi, it's not a problem. Why the wording is wrong? Says the Gemara, Verami, the Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Verami, the Shlokish. We have a question from Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon. We have a question, the Shlokish, the Shlokish. What's the story? The Tanya we learn when it comes to Tumah, the way Tumah works is you're roaming a carbon unless there's a Yediyah first. We have Masechta Shavuos. First, you had to know that you were Tumah, then you forgot, then you went in, and then you had to know afterwards. And if you didn't know afterwards, that's where the carbon of Shchedish comes in, and the carbon of Yamta comes in, and Yom Kippur. We say that the Azazel is if you never knew in the first place you were Tumah. And the Seir and Yom Tev and all that is for if you knew you were Tameh and then you forgot and you never remembered afterwards. But if you did remember afterwards, you got to bring your own carbon. But it has to be a Yediyah Vaday. That's how we remember Pashas. So what happened the following? Shnei Shevilin. There were two roads. Echot Tameh v'Echot Tameh. One of them had a corpse buried somewhere there, which makes it Tameh, and one of them didn't. You didn't know which one is what. The whole Bidishan, you went down the first road, you traversed the first road, v'loi nichli, did not enter the Beis HaMikdash. And then B'Sheni, you went down the second one. And when you went down the second one, you forgot that you were Tame. You forgot that you went in the first one. You forgot Bechal Tume and Benichnes. And Yeni, what makes the Mekdash Chayy? Because of Manashech. Manashech, you had a Yediyah Vadoy in the beginning. Definitely you became Tame. We don't know which robot, it doesn't matter. And then you found out afterwards, so you become a Yediyah Vadoy. Okay. What about Holach Berishin Benichnes? But instead, in the first case, you didn't walk in the Beis HaMikdash until you walked by both roads. In the second case, you walked down the first road, you forgot, and then you went to the Beis HaMikdash. You went to the Beis HaMikdash. And then, Vihiza, you sprayed just in case you were Safik Tamei. Vishana, you repeated it. Vitoval, and you went to the Mikveh. And Vaholach, you sprayed once and twice. And then you went to the Mikveh. And then Vaholach Besheni, you went down the second road. Later, you knew it was Tamei, you forgot. Vinichnes, you went to the Beis HaMikdash, Chayv. Rabbi Shimon Paiter Bezu. Rabbi Shimon Paters in this last case, Rabbi Shimon Paters. Why? Because he says he treat each road separately, and each road, therefore, that could be that this road is tired. So there's no idea of Adoise. Yeah, I know, but each one was a separate case because you went one and you sprayed and everything else. When you went through the second one, was there a idea of Adoise that you're becoming Tamei now? No, because maybe the other one is the one that you... And you were tired from it. Yeah, you were machmer, exactly. But in the... But because you already took care of the first one, it's totally a separate case now. The only time that you bring a carbon is if you knew for sure that you became Tame, there's a Tame here. No, you knew Tume on both roads. And then you forgot, and then here in case number two, in fact, we have to understand the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say that you were Chayiv, L'Chayiv, road number two, was only a Suffolk, not a Vade? Sorry? Yes, same thing as the Shur. You remember? It's very good. Yes. We also had in Tzachim, a few places. Very good. Rab Shimon Poite Bezu. Okay. Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda Poite Bekulin. Rab Shimon Yehuda says that even in the first case you potter. Freddy Gemara Meshim Rab Shimon, I feel it become Isa. Well, in the name of Rab Shimon. So Gemara, I feel it. Rab Shimon Ben Yehuda, in the name of Rab Shimon, he says, his version, not like Tanakam, he said Rab Shimon's potter is not only case number two, but even case number one. In case number one is you knew before one of these two roads, and you walked down both roads, and then you went to base English. Why would he put it? There's a idea of Ada. You know for sure one of these two roads is Tame. So the Gemara, Omer Avochem, I skip it, you're going to hold up, but you walk down the first road. When you walk down the second road, so even though you knew for sure that there's a tumah here, you forgot all about the first road. So all you have here is a mixus yedia. When you went down the second road, you said, oh, this could be that there's tumah here. You forgot that there's another road there that had tumah, so it was really yedia vadoi. So what do you have now? Only a mixus yedia. And the machlekes here is a mixus yedia is enough. Remember what we're doing, when you have a suffix idea between two chatois, all that is a mixus idea. And we had a machlekes of Zayin and Rava, or Rabbi Yechon Shlakish, where the mixus idea is sufficient to separate the two. Here we have a case similar, it's a mixus idea. Right? When you, if you're talking about the second row and you forgot at all, there's a first row, it's a mixus idea. And they're arguing in Rab Shimon that okay, so the first Rab Shimon holds that you need a mixus idea, and therefore you have a mixus idea when you're on the second road. But in the second one, in the last case, you practically have no idea at all. Okay, let's go back to. No, we'll stop speaking tomorrow. We're going to go to the Mishnah, so stop here.